Okay, today's daf is daf Lamed Hey, and the last thing that we had was the machlokas between Rav Yochanan and Rish Lakish, the way that Rav Dimi set the machlokas, according to which they're arguing both in Chayvei Misa Shogigin and in Chayvei Malchus Shogigin. According to Rish Lakish, your potter, even though there was no Hatra'an, even though there was no Chiyav, even though there was a Shogig, according to Rav Yochanan, you would be Chayev, even in the case where you did something that would have been Chayev, you would be Tav with no hatra'a, in a case where there's no hatra'a, or in a case where it's literally shogig, it's the same thing. Shogig is, because without hatra'a, it's essentially the same as shogig. Okay, so we got up to almost to the bottom of Amud Beis, Lamed Aleph Amud Beis, and the last word on the penultimate line, Eisvei, Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan. So Reish Lakish asks Rabbi Yochanan from the Pasuk. It says, V'lo yihye ason anosh ye anesh. The truth is that there's a little bit of a confusion in that story. Because Veloya Ason, we're talking about the case of Rechi and Natsua Anashim, Venakfui Shahara, and Yatsu Yeladea. So it says over there in Veloya Ason Anoshi Anesh. But then the next verse it says, Vim Asoni. So then he's in trouble. And then he's going to lose his life, right? But Veloya Ason, so then Kasher Yashitolav Ba'al Aisha Venatan Befrilim, and that's what he faced. The truth is, that in context, if you look at both psukim, the first and the second pasuk, it's clear that we're talking about an ason where there was a hatra'ah, because otherwise how could we say that it's going to die if there was an ason? However, the simple meaning of the first verse is that it's just talking about if the woman will die. So the lo ye ason, if the woman doesn't die, anoshi anesh. That has nothing to do with the technicalities, it just didn't happen. What I'm going to say, v'lo ye ason means the woman died, but he hadn't gotten hatra, so that, I mean, difficult to believe. So it seems to be referring to exactly what's in front of your nose. Not the din of the ason? The woman. The vlad is not the amisan, because that's the tashlum. So if lo yeh ason anoshi anesh, so what does that mean? My love ason mamash. I was saying, if the woman didn't die, literally, physically, so then he gets the onesh, paying for the dmei vladot. But the implication is that if she had died, so then there, he would not be paying. That's what it's saying. If the woman didn't die, he pays for the vladot. If the woman did die, I don't care what his other din is. Bottom line is, if the physical event takes place, the woman dies, he doesn't pay for the vladot. That's what it says. It doesn't say that necessarily he is going to be chayav misa in that pasuk. So in that pasuk, it's saying that there's the bottom line is, we look at the question of whether there was a death involved in the sense of the woman. And therefore, you see that I'm right, says Rish Lakish. I don't care what the halach is vis-a-vis the guy and his chiyav misa. If the woman died, he's never going to pay. That's what it says. According to you, even if the woman dies, he's going to pay. Because you say, if he didn't get hatra'ah, so then he dies. Then he pays. And here it says, it's not the point of hatra'ah. The point is the death. So my lava, son, my mash. Is that what the pasuk is saying? Which Rabbi Yochanan would have to say, no. It means, lo yason, if there wouldn't be a din of an ason, meaning that it's chiyav misa, which is, of course, held up strongly by the use of Ason in the next pasuk. Even Ason Yeh there clearly means that he did get Hatra, because otherwise how could it say Nefesh Taka Nefesh? So, okay, which accounts for the other Ikadiyamre, the other way of doing it, is that actually Rabbi Yochanan asked it to Rish Lakish. Rabbi Yochanan asked to Rish Lakish, it says, V'loi Asos. If it says, Dafke im lo yeh ason anoshi anesh. Now look, in context, that's got to mean ason, the din of the ason, not the ason, right? Because otherwise, how would the next pasuk make sense? I mean, so undoubtedly, we should read the first pasuk that way also. In which case, what it means is, if there will not be a chiyav mita for killing the woman, so then anoshi anesh. Says Reish Lakish, no. It means, if there won't be an ason, meaning if there won't be a death. Because a hero of him, basically the Ritva goes through the two shitot of the first lashon, the second lashon, about how to analyze a pasuk in context with the pasuk that follows. That's basically what they're arguing in. Whether we're supposed to look at the pshat of the pasuk as it presents itself initially, or we have to take the entire thing in context. Those are the two lashonos. If we take the entire thing in context, then Rabbi Yochanan is the one that ought to be asking Reish Lakish. If we take a pasuk kipshutei, when it appears first, then we should be asking Rabbi Yochanan against Reish Lakish against Rabbi Yochanan. But in any event, there's always the out. No, it must mean this. Oh, my Rabbi, I don't understand this as Rabbi. But this business about Rav Ada's approach over here, that that actually they argue, I mean, Rivdimi's approach, that they argue even on Chayvei Misa Shogegin. How can anybody say that? Nobody argues on Chayvei Misa Shogegin. It's a brayta. Ratan Nevei Chizkia. Makeh Adam u'makeh Behima. Now, in order to do this, I'd like you to see the parsha inside. Please, could you just bring all those little korains? Get us like 10 korains. They're piled up in the other room. And we'll look at the psukim, because otherwise we're going to get a little bit confused. Now, the truth is that this Tana Devei Chizkia is actually not the way that either Rebbe or the Rabbanan learned that sugya. But that's only in terms of the subtext. Remember, the subtext is a question of somebody who's mechaven la'arogetzeh, la'arogetzeh, a question of mechaven or ino mechaven, whether there is a chiev, tashlumin, or misa, and so on. But our text has no interest in that subtext. We're not talking about that. There is a machlokes, but it doesn't point out. Not in this point. In this point that the Gemara is going to be bringing up right now, everybody agrees that other monetary chiyuvim, so there's two different worlds, the monetary chiyuvim that are innate in the act that you did that was b'chayav misa, remember that's one circuit. But then the question is, if simultaneously there were other chiyuvim, that's a whole different circuit, makes a lot of nafkaminas. In that case, which is what we're talking about over here, everybody's ready to go with the Tana Devei Chizkia. So the Tana Devei Chizkia, revenge is sweet. Whoa. Yeah, okay. I mean, halavai, everybody should show up. We need so many. Thank you very much. Take a look, please, the end of Parshat Emor, the closing words. And let's take a look in those psukim inside. We have one, two. Take a look at this fascinating, fascinating sugya that comes right at the end of the sugya of the Mekalel, in which the Mekalel also uses Loshon V'yakeh, which is V'yakeh Yossi at Yossi. And we have over here, it's Vayikra Chof Gimel, Vayikra Chof Dalet. And look where it begins, Posik Yud Zayin. It starts off by saying, V'ish, it seems exceedingly repetitious. We're going to have to see that we have a lot of different dinim buried among these psukim. V'ish ki yakeh kol nefesh adam mot yumat, in Posik Yud Zayin. That's one sugya of dinim of nezikin of behima and murder. Now it starts again. So now we're talking about chovel bechaveiro, kasher asa ken yaselo shever tachat shever ayin tachat ayin shein tachat shein kasher yitein mumba adam ken yinatein bo. So very repetitious. You said ken yaselo. What's ken yinatein bo? So, from there we learned stam, that we're talking about tashlumim, netina, fine. And we go back to behema again. Umake behema yeshalmena, umake adam yumat. Comes along the Tana Devei Chizkia and says, what is this business? Make adam yeshalmena, make adam yumat, after what we just learned. It is coming to be makish, the dinav of make behema, to make adam. Now you'll note that the contrast speaks very strongly. Make adam, make behema yeshalmena, but not make adam. So there is in there an indication of the halacha of kimlei b'derabba mineiro. If we're talking about murder, we're not going to be talking about payments. Since you can never be chayav misa for killing an animal, so mameila yishalmena. That would be the pasuk, the meaning of the pasuk. Especially, we'll see later on that really it's based on, we're convinced that that's the meaning because of the other proofs that we have to kimlei b'derabba mineiro. So that ties into the pasuk. Now, given that that's true, comes along the Vayikra and says, okay, so what that means is that the Makeh Adam is talking about non-payment, and the Makeh Behema is talking about payment, and we know that Ma Makeh Behema lo chilakta bo, bein b'shogeg, bein b'mezid, bein b'mitkaveen, l'shenu mitkaveen, bein derech yirida, l'derech aliyah, l'potro mamon. The halacha over here is, you're not going to potter somebody who says, well, I didn't mean it, or I was moving my hand up or not down, which is like a dinim of galut, but certainly has nothing to do with the dinim of Nezikin. Nezikin is Adam Muad Olam, it doesn't matter if he's Shogeg, he's Mezi, he's Mitkaven. And on Mitkaven, you're never going to potter him, right? El Alechai Vomamon. You're always going to say, come hell or high water, he's going to pay. So then the combination of putting Adam and Behemoth together would be telling you, that's all given, and we learn that out of Psukim and Baba Kama, and we know that's Petzatachat Patsa, the additional limud, and so on. So, Af Makeh Adam, the Pasuk is comparing Makeh Adam in the opposite fashion. In other words, they're mirror images. The Malkei Adam Yumat, the Malkei Beimah Yishamena. That's Yumat and not Yishalem by the Adam. So you might think, yeah, but that's only if it was Bebezid and it got Hatra. No! It's the same exact thing as the Beimah. Just like the Beimah, don't give me this stuff that makes Nafkamina. It was Bebezid, choking, that's wrong, it's Kavi, that doesn't make any difference. The same thing is true about the Malkei Adam. Don't start giving me these Nafkaminas. There's no difference whether it's a shogeg, whether it's a mazid, whether it's a mitkaven, it's an eno mitkaven, it's a derech yirida, it's a derech aliyah. It's never going to be mechayev mamon. It's always going to be poter. So the very fact that it could have ended up in a capital case, had you gotten hasra, had there been a mitzor, it's open. Had you been bemazid, then even if you weren't, same thing, you're poter. I understand how is Ravimi claiming that somebody argues about this as well? What, Rav Yochanan doesn't agree with his brayta? Who argues on this particular part of the Tanna Dvar Chizkiya? Elaki Asa Ravin, therefore, when Ravin came, he said Rav Dimi's report was wrong, and that is not the machlokas of Yochanan Rish Lakish. Rav Yochanan never argued about Chayvei Misa Shogigim. Chayvei Misa Shogig Kule Amalo Pligidim Tor. For sure, Rav Yochanan agrees that in all of the cases in which you're talking about, even the possibility of a Chiyav Mita, though in this case it was Bishogig, there was no Hatra and so on, there, of course, you're potter. Keep Ligi Bechayve Malkut Shogegin with something else. V'davar Acher. There we have the Machlokas. Rabbi Yochanan says, look, the Devei Chizkiya bright over here is specifically a reference to death. Makeh Be'adam Yumat. Doesn't say anything about Malkus. Now why would you come to extend that halacha to all different limud? Bichdei Rishato, Rishacha. What does it have to do with this? So over there we have absolutely no reason to say, even if I'm not being mechayev him, the Rishah, nonetheless, it's as if he's chayev. Why? So if he doesn't get Malkus Bepoel, says Rabbi Yochanan, then obviously he's going to have to pay. So if he didn't get Hatra, he's going to have to pay, which is the way I understand the Mishnah. That's the explanation, the contradiction between the Mishnah in Makot, Besachet Makot, and the Mishnah here. Besachet Makot was talking about all the chiyuvim, where if you got Hatra, so then Elohein Alokin. And our Mishnah was talking about where you did not get Hatra, and therefore you pay Knas, and Chayvu Narashesh and Knas. And they're talking about two different cases, that's all. So Chayvu Malkut, Lo Yitkush, Resh Lakish says, no, I disagree about the second part. I say that even if you didn't get Malkut Bepoel, but there was a possibility of a Chiyav Malkus, you're also Potter. And therefore the only explanation of the Mishnah, according to Resh Lakish, was that our Mishnah is going Aliva Dir, Rabbi Meir, who says that I don't agree the whole business about Malkus being up to her. There's no Vichtei Rishato. Lo, it's the Lo Hashem HaMeviyoli De Malkot, Meviyoli De Tashlumim. It's two separate Chiyuvim. Why should there be any Ptur of one to the other? And therefore, Resh Lakish disagreed with the whole initial approach to the contradiction between our mission and the mission of Malkot. And he said, look, we've got no way out of it other than to say that we're going to leave it to Rabbi Meir, and Rabbi Meir holds that Lokan HaMashalmin, but Enoch Inami, according to the Rabbanan, you're right, there's no way that we could say Elu Naro Yishvan Knas. So this is very consistent. So Resh Lakish says, I say it's part, I say why. It's true. We never thought about why until now. I mean, until now, but just Resh Lakish would say, well, if you're going to tell me that if he gets the Malkus, he's part, then even if he didn't get the Malkus, and we say, okay, I mean, we'll take your word for it, but now we'd like to know, where does he know it from? Says Resh Lakish, because b'feirush ripta Torah chayve malkiot kechayve mitot. It's b'feirush in a pasuk. Really? Where? Echon ripta Torah. Amar Abaye, this is another famous Gzeir Shava. Atya Rasha. Rasha. We know that the Torah uses the word Rasha. Lo tikhu nefesh, kofel nefesh rotzeach Rasha lamut. And then we have Ayaim bin hakot harasha, is the classic definition of Chiyuv Malkus. So that means that the Torah is comparing the Chiyuv of Bin HaKot HaRasha to the Rasha Lamut, which tells me Rasha Lamut and a Bin HaKot are the same Rasha for all intents and purposes as far as the legalities of Kamal Ibn Rabbi Minei are concerned. Although the source of the Halacha may be different in terms of Bechotei Rishato, but nonetheless, once we have the Halacha, we cannot make a distinction between the actual Chiyuv, logistic Chiyuv, or the potentiality of the Chiyuv. Rava says, that's not the source. The source isn't Rasha Rasha. Now, the truth is, as Tosis points out, all over Shas, the Gemara always takes Rasha Rasha as the normative comparison. Nobody ever argued, what is that supposed to mean? Rava doesn't hold the Rasha Rasha. Says Tosis, here once again is another example. The Rasha Rasha is indeed a very perfect Zereshava in context. Its context is things that are happening as the result of the act that you did. So if you did an act that is b'chayev you, both knas and malchus, such as you raped your sister, case in our mission. Yes, there of course Rasha Rasha is meaning, but if you have a separate chiyuv at the same time, and that was what the whole Tanya de Bechizkiah was talking about, that is not included, because the whole context of Asher Hu Rasha Lamut is Bina Kota Rasha, for the actual giving over the malchus, not other things that take place simultaneously. And therefore, in this case, that's all he's saying. Of course they hold the Gzera Shava, but that's only where it's a din in the malchus. But a tour of Momon that's coming together with the malchus, that not, that we don't hold. So Rava therefore says, we learn it actually from Makah Makah. Sounds like the same pasuk, the Makah Adam Makah Beima, which is weird because I wasn't talking about malchus. So Rav Papa said to him, which Makah? I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not Rav Papa, hi Makah, what are you referring to? Are you referring to, now, let's take a look back in our pasuk over here. Are you referring perhaps to the first occurrence of the Makah Nefesh Beima Yishalmena, V'ish Yitein Mumba Amito Kasher Asa Ken Yaselo? Maybe that's what you're referring to, which is a different thing. Over there, it's a mum, it's not death, so it's referring to payment. So there we have another comparison that the Torah is comparing the same way that the Tanya de Bechizkiah took the following pasuk after that whole piece and said it's comparing a human murder to a behemah of death. So here we see the psukim earlier, we're also comparing a human chabalah, which is dinim of chiyuvim malchus, not chiyuvim of misa, to the din of, later on I'm going to say, how is it for you and Malchus if it says you have to pay? I mean, by Choyvel, you don't get Malchus, you pay. We'll talk about that. But right now, let's just take it at face value that it's talking about Chavalah, Chavalah is the Malchus. It's comparing it to the din of the Tashrum and Behemoth. It's the same idea. Just like by the Behemoth, Ophilachar, Chogig Lamezin, Mitkavin, Shenimitkavin, Derechalia, Derechirida. So too by Chovel Bechavero, in which it talks about Ovir Makay, I mean, Yitain Mumba Amito. So too there, Al Tachalokba Ben Shogeg Lamezid Mitkaven Chenu Mitkaven. It's always going to be Pot. But it never says Makeh there. I mean, you said Makeh, Makeh. Where does it say Makeh? It says Ish Yitain Mumba Amito. It doesn't say Makeh. So I mean, surely that's not what you're referring to. So I mean, are you talking about Makeh Beimai Yishabena Makeh Adam Yumat? The first case of the Makeh Adam. I mean, that's talking about Talakti, right? So maybe you're talking about nefesh beima yishamina nefesh tachat nefesh, and then the next pasuk is the ishki tein mumba amitok asher asaken yaselo. Maybe that's what you meant to say, but it doesn't say the word makeh there. I love makeh. Says Rava, I didn't mean the word makeh. I meant the concept of makeh. I meant haka'ah. So the yitein mumba amitok is haka'ah. We know that the famous Tanya de Rabbi Yishmael always says, don't look at the word for Xerisha, look at the concept. So Zuhi Bia, Zuhi Shiva, we have by the case of the Kohen and the Tzarah, this is the same thing. And therefore, over here, we basically have another format for the Xerisha of Haka'at Haka. That doesn't use the word Hakam. But I don't understand. The case that you're bringing is talking about a Chovo Bechavero, right? Yitain Mumba Mito, that's talking about a Chovo Bechavero, this kid. I thought we've already proven time and again that a chovah b'chaveru is definitely about tashlumim. The beferishri b'tatorah, the chovel for tashlumim. So, how could you possibly, it's the opposite limud. You're trying to bring a case, so the guy gets malchus, and you're saying, and just like if the guy gets malchus, doesn't pay, and it doesn't matter, the same way the behemoth wouldn't matter whether he really gets malchus, he could have gotten malchus, sure, he makes it, that's right. He doesn't have malchus at all, for God's sake, he's paying, what are you talking about? Well, that's true, but that's a minor problem, because, I mean, l'maisin eino inyan l'ka'ash yesh bo shava prut. I mean, we certainly don't need to... What is the person coming to tell me? That what? That he pays? That ke'ish ki'tein mumba amito, that he pays? The next person says that. Ken yinatein lo letzdavar hanitan liyad liyad, from where we learn the halacha, that there's tashlum. And we have other psukim of Chabola as well. Don't try to tell me that this suddenly the pasuk is coming all of a sudden to let me know if the whole parsha is mishpatim. I mean, all of a sudden we find out the din of Chabalah. Since in eno inyan to the tashlumi, we got to be talking about a case sneu inyan lakash ein bo shava pruta. So what it's telling you is that there's going to be a punishment of this guy he's going to be Chayav Malchus. So it must be that this entire pasuk is only coming to make a comparison between Malchus that a person gets in the case of a Chavala, the Let Be Shava Pruta, therefore it's not Momon, that is, you're going to be Mishalim, because it's not Nita in Mishalim, it's Pasuk Mishava Pruta. And in that case, it's similar to the Makeh Beima, Makeh Nefesh Beima, Yishalmena. Just like the Makeh Nefesh Beima, Yishalmena, makes no difference how, what, where, and when. Doesn't matter if you actually were Bechavin, not Bechavin, and so on. You only pay the bottom line over here. Doesn't matter how, what, where, and when. You don't pay the bottom line. And you get Malchus, or you don't get Malchus. It's irrelevant. But there's no difference in Tashlumi.
That's
a Baba Kama. So you didn't want to talk about that there. But ultimately, we learn out the Kenyan Nothing that that Pasuk ends with to tell me from each. No, Kenyan Nothing means Nesina. That's the third Pasuk. The Makay Nefesh Behema Yishomen is the first Pasuk.
Right.
The Ken Yeaseh is the second Pasuk. The Kenyan Nothing is the third Pasuk. So for the Kenyan Nothing, I know the Dinim of Tashlumi. Therefore, Ken Yeaseh must mean Malchus. That's what he's saying, even though it certainly violates the simple meaning of the pasuk. So today, we need Nakasha in Boshava Pruta. Okay. I mean, so Lav Bar Tashlumi. No, I don't understand what you're saying. You're saying, so too, if he's Chayav Malchus, he doesn't have to pay what he didn't have to pay anyway. There's nothing to pay if you don't even. I don't understand. If the case is talking about that there was something to pay, then it's not talking about a case of Malchus. If it's talking about that there wasn't anything to pay, how the heck can I use a pasuk where there wasn't anything to pay to teach me that I don't have to pay what I'm going to owe? Of course I don't have to pay. I didn't cause any damage. What does it have to come waving around with me then? You're making me nuts with this drush. Well, no, wait a minute. The whole point over here is that we're talking about an external chiyuv. The guy beats somebody up, punches him in the nose. The same time that he punches him in the nose, he tears his shirt. But it's two separate issues. So for the punch in the nose, there were no tashlumi because it wasn't enough, serious enough of a wound to require as exagerated as we proposed, whatever. But what about the torn shirt? So it's saying over here, there's no payment for the torn shirt. So that's coming to tell me. I don't care what the matzav is. He gave him matzav, you didn't. He was mechavin and mechavin. He doesn't pay for his torn shirt. That's what it's talking about. So tzricha, the bahadi, the machi, the same moment that he hit him, he was also Karashiro Indivai, so he tore his beautiful silk jacket. In that case, it's coming to tell me you're Potter.
Why are you Potter? They're going to kill him instead?
No, but they're going to give him Malchus, if he got Asra. So since they would have given him Malchus if he got Asra, it's the same way they kill him if he would have gotten. So here too, Sister Shrugge, if he would have gotten Asra. So that means you've entered into a different set, which, although you owe the money, that's a different issue. But the court will not act out that chiyav, it will act out only the chiyav of Malchus, which you can't because you don't have Edom, whatever the case is. But Lamaisa, you're not in the set of Tashlumin. You're basically not in civil court. You're in criminal court. They're not going to deal with the civil issues, so to speak. And those civil issues are thrown out the window. We don't put you into civil court to deal with something which is criminal.
What about my shirt?
Well, what you ought to do, if you're smart, is while this guy's in court, go into his house and steal his TV. Then let him try to recover it in court.
Okay. Can I do that?
Yeah. Oh, Sodom didn't last long. Now, here's just a question of what president is going to do. I mean, once it's in your hand, then how are they going to get it away from you? Well, you owe me the money.
But in the context of justice, it seems a little unfair to the guy who doesn't have a shirt.
Exactly. As I say, he can always be smart.
Yeah.
So there's various systems of justice.
Who said it was hard to be Jewish?
There's always solutions. Omarle Rav Chiya l'Rava. Okay, now, I hear everybody's approach, but what I don't understand is how in the world are we going to bring the original Raya? You forget about it, but the Tanur Mechis gets off. I don't understand. You're taking for granted, you say, the Makeh Adam or Makeh Behima, that the case over there is that definitely you're going to be paying the Makeh. How do you know that that's a reference to something that happens, for instance, in a weekday? Hmm? In which case, the Lekar LaFluga, and in other words, it's a given, you're saying, it's a given in this pasuk, whenever you are Makeh Behima, you will always pay. Now, wait a minute. What happens if it happened on Shabbos? If you were to follow Shabbos, you're also going to say you paid. No. No, you're saying, well, the pasuk is stripped to its barest case. I don't know. The pasuk you're telling me cannot include other considerations about whether there's also fee of misa at the same time. Where does it say in the pasuk that you're going to pay all the time? That you could jump to the conclusion you're going to pay all the time, miskavim, any miskavim, checking mason. Now that's not true. Suppose you were chayav misa, you're certainly not going to pay. So how do you know it's referring to a simple case thing? Maybe it's talking about on Shabbos, huh? Could be talking about on Shabbos. So dilma b'Shabbos ksiv, b'beim a gufi kalei flugim. You're taking the case of the beim as the given. You're always going to pay, even in the case of beim, you wouldn't pay. No, come on. You can't be net. Because lo so kedaita, how could it be? It says, makei beim ayishamena, umakei adam yumat. Okay? So what's the case? If the adam is yumat, you want to compare the cases. Okay, so then you're talking about it. Is it a case where there was no hatra'ah? Idulo atrebe. So why makei adam ama yumat? If there's no hatra'ah, then he won't die. So don't tell me he dies. Elabshita da atrebe. In other words, the pasuk is taking into consideration even in the course of the events that the person got the full range of whatever was required to bring him to court, right? In the worst possible way. Capital case. So then we could say the same thing is true in the case of the behemoth. Now, if it was talking about on Shabbos, then the equivalent case of the behemoth would be that the guy was warned, don't do this act, it's a chilul Shabbos, you will be chayav misa. So then how could it say yishalmena? I mean, nobody holds if the actual proposal you got misa, it would be yishalmena. So that's not reasonable, even though it does this point out. It's a big difference between saying that in the case that we're referring to, you got the hatra'ah, which is the killing of the person, or the other case would be the circumstances surrounding which it happened to be Shabbos, you got the hatra'ah. I mean, does that necessarily follow 100%? I mean, since the Adam is talking about hatra'ah, the Behem is talking about the hatra'ah on Shabbos, I mean, but it's reasonable enough for us. We're already making a heck. Then it's reasonable that we're talking about across the board, not to keep things hidden. There's some kind of hidden agenda in the pasuk. Like, if we're talking about Asra, you got Asra across the board.
But even according to Tanya Hiski, there's a hidden agenda in the pasuk because the mamon that he's talking about in the case of the murder is an ancillary mamon, right? It's not the mamon of the act itself. That's what Tosfos said about the
mamon. Right.
So Hiski himself is not taking the pasuk view into the bare bones.
The Tanya Hiskia personally is, but in that element he's arguing on Rebbe and the Rabbanon. And Rebbe and the Rabbanon hold that in that case we wouldn't go so far as to say, he said you don't even have to pay, the heirs can't even sue you for the accident.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. But meanwhile, again, but it means across the board, therefore. So to him it's for sure not hidden. So therefore, what are you going to say? And we're talking about Shabbos, that what? Makabeh Yishamena? There wouldn't be a Yishamena. Nobody knows it would be a Yishamena. Everybody agrees if you actually give him Hatra'ah and he's going to die, then he's not going to pay. So therefore it means that the pasuk is stripped to the elements about which it's referring on the surface, and that's it. Says Rav Papa, okay, so now you explain the whole thing, except for one horrific problem. Because we've gone through, I mean, I'm a little bit confused at this point, but let's go over it. We've gone through so many possible explanations in the Mishnah. Right. Okay. So we discovered the Mishnah is not going according to Rabbi Chunin ben Akona because it talks about cars. It's not going according to Shimon HaTimni or according to Rabbi Shimon ben Azik, it talks about Kesem Malkus. Then we found out Aliba Reish Lakish, it's not going according to Rabbanon either. It's only going according to Rabbi Meir because how else are we going to justify the fact that over here it says you pay Kenaz even though you get Malkus? But the way that Rava was learning over here. That he says that even Rebbe Meir was our last, I mean, that was the last hope to explain everything. He said that Rebbe Meir, back in the case of Knas, wasn't this Knas, but there's no difference between the Arba B'Chamisha Knas or this Knas. He says, Chidush Shekhicha Torah B'Knas, and that therefore there's even Afagav, the Mikta Mishalim. We're going back in the other direction over here. The Mishnah here is talking about a case of Kores, talking about a case of Malkus, but it specifically excludes the case of Bito, someone who rapes his daughter, or anybody else. He's Chayev on Chiyav Misa on. He says, well, of course, not that case. Why not that case? You're telling me Knas Chichatera, does the whole dinim of Kongo and Rabbi Meir doesn't apply? So then, how do you understand the Mishnah? The Mishnah is not true. That Afagav the Mikto Mishali, and that was the case over there, the Arba V'Chamisha, the only way that he worked out Arba V'Chamisha, is if you were Chayev on the Karen. But as far as the other part, the Knas, I don't care if it's Shabbos, I don't care if you're going to be Chayav Nisa, as long as you don't have the other problem of Arba B'chavisha, Amra Teira, Velosh, L'Shavi Arba'a, you're going to pay, even though it's a Chil Shabbos. And so over here, even though there's a Chayav Nisa on raping a daughter, there's still a Knas. But the Mishnah says it's not a Knas. So now that means you're making it impossible for it to come out Aliba, the Rebbe Meir, right? So Kaman Mukimla. So who does the Mishnah work out according to now, the way Rab is learning? His shittas don't make sense. If he's going like Rebbe Meir, Bito doesn't make sense, because it should include Bito as well, and it doesn't. Okay? Does he hold like Rebbe Chunya ben Akana, perhaps? He can't hold the Rebbe Chunya ben Akana, because then he's got the problem of Achoto. We already proved that the Mishnah can't be Rebbe Chunya. Why are we bringing up Rebbe Chunya ben Akana? Because obviously Rebbe Chunya ben Akana, there's a good chance, although there's a way out of it, there's a good chance that he holds Logo Mishala. Because the very case that Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana refers to, which is the case of Yom HaKippurim, he says, the same way that Shabbos bothers you from Tashlomi, Yom HaKippurim bothers you from Tashlomi. Hey, Yom HaKippurim is also Chiyav Malkus. Right? By definition, I mean, any Chiyav Koris, the way we paskin, is automatically a Chiyav Malkus. So then that means that if the only reason that he's saying is that Yom HaKippurim bothers you, then it means that he's telling you that it's because of the karet, specifically. That's because of the Ason Ason. But had it been Yontev, let's say, where there's no Kiev of karet on Yontev, there's only a Kiev of Lav, where we don't have the Ason Ason, so then Enochinami, in that case, he would have said that you would be Chayav. So maybe he'll tell me, okay, so that's the solution. Rabbi Meir holds it would be local Mashale, that part would be good, but then the part of Bito is like, Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana, he agrees that you wouldn't be Mesu Mashale back then, but he does hold of local Mashale, because otherwise, why didn't he say Yontev is the same as Shabbos? Right? Because Yontev is Malkus. So he doesn't know. Maybe it's him. It's not him, because of the Chorus part. There's also Akoto, and Akoto is Chorus. Forget about the Malkus, but he specifically says that Chorus part is just, it doesn't work out according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akana. Then Kashi Achoto. Now, if you want to try to tell me, well, okay, but there's another way out of it. Maybe it's going according to Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak holds that there is no Chiev of Malkus in a Chiev of Karetz. So he disagrees with the whole Mishnah. In other words, where it says Elohein Halokin in the second Makos, and it talks about the cases in our Mishnah, that's wrong. According to Rabbi Yitzchak, these are not Lokin, these are Chiev of a Karet. So then maybe that's the explanation. Our Mishnah, that Mishnah, we're going maybe over there, I'll leave it to Yitzchak, who holds it to Elohein Halokin, it's not true, and because of that, there's a Chiyuv of Tashlumi. That's a whole new approach, right? This is like a completely brand new approach, except it's not a good approach, because we have the case of Mamzeret. See, all of a sudden we discover that now Mamzeret plays a very important role. Mamzeret now is a case where there's no Karet, there's only Malkus, and nonetheless, we're ready to list the case of the Mamzeret as well. Now over there, there's no way out of the fact that you're Chayav Malkus and a Mamzeret, even according to Rabbi Yitzchak, once you're not Chayav Malkus in the other cases, what's he going to do with the fact that Eilon Aris and Chayav and Knas is the Knas as also Knas in the case of Mamzeret with Malkus? What do we do there? Now, there's always the old standby. Now, the old standby was Rabbi Yochanan and Ula's approach, right? So what we could do is we could say, Ein lo gedim mishalmim, forget about chayvim mitzvos. The point over here is, it depends whether you got hatra or not. So in that case, Malkus, maybe he holds a Rabbi Yochanan, or Ula, you have Mamain and not Malkus. You have Malkus and not Mamain. And the two cases are talking about where you have one and not the other. Either according to Rabbi Yochanan, there was no chiyav of Malkus because there was no hatra, and he doesn't hold to this whole drasha of Reish Lakish, that Chayvei Malkus Shogigin also Patas. You see how every element over here is like every other element, immensely complex interrelationship between the various Shitas over here. But assuming he holds the Rabbi Yochanan, and therefore we're not going to try to say the Mishnah is going to leave the Rabbi Meir, and we don't hold of the Mishnah Shogigin, we hold it the way that Rabbi Yochanan himself holds. So then if he holds the Rabbi Yochanan, then we have a way out. But I don't see any other way out. So each of like Rabbi Yochanan, not even tired of Rabbi Yochanan. But if he holds like Reish Lakish, he's in big trouble. Because if he holds like Reish Lakish, he's got nowhere to turn. Because if, according to Reish Lakish, the thing would be Chayav Malkus Shogigin too. And then what's he going to say? Then there's no way out of it. Then we can't be Mechalek, if you're saying there was Hatra, there was no Hatra, makes no Nafka Mina, whether it was Hatra or not. Go ahead. You're thinking of something. I see it in your eyes. Ask. Right up there. There is one out. What is the out? What is the out? The out is he can hold like Ula. If he holds like Ula, you don't have to be mechaber between cases of chayvei milk yeshav again. If he holds like Ula, all you had to do was say that the cases of the malchus is referring to where there was no knas. And maybe indeed if you're mishalim, you're only mishalim, and lolokin. Right? Now, Rashi's approach to that issue is, well, if he argues, I mean, certainly he's going to argue on Ula. If he holds like Reish Lakish, that chayvei malchus or shargigin is potter, he's certainly going to argue on Ula. Says Tosfos anechteketar. Who says that that's true? It's two completely different cases, because where you're talking about that case is an afkamina between money that was due for the same act, it's again the same problem, and money that's due for an ancillary act. How do you know that he wants? Mamatoni would argue. Who's to say that he's arguing on Reish Lakish? Says that's just the most brilliant, beautiful explanation. Says, notice to whom the question is addressed. It's a buyer. Abaya is the one who does not hold of Ula because he learns tachas, tachas for the other drasha. And that was the reason that we were saying we don't hold of Ula, because we need tachas to tell me tachas asher ina. Another intricate interlinkage of it. It's unbelievable. We need the tachas asher ina to tell me that you're still going to pay for the other damages for normal assault and battery besides the sexual component of the rape. So therefore we can't hold of Ula. So there we got a problem. That's very cute. Oh, Richie, this is almost as much fun as Go.
I get caught at the last red light, you know, with something.
Okay, so therefore, what are you going to do? You're stuck with Rabbi Yochanan. You're right, says the Gemara. Okay. How korchik Rabbi Yochanan severely? Look, you don't always need an out, you know. Maybe that's all the Rabbi Yochanan. It's not the end of the world. So what you've done is you've proven that Rabbi has told the Rabbi Yochanan, otherwise he's got no other way of learning the Mishnah. Fine, okay, so it's the Rabbi Yochanan. Omele Ramas la'abaye, l'Reish Lakish, the Omer b'feirush ripta Torah chayvei malkiot, ke chayvei mitot. I don't understand exactly over here. You're telling me, according to Reish Lakish, chayvei malkiot shogigin is basically a chiev, the same as, and therefore paters tashlumi. So then, who exactly is the one who argues on Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona? Because Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona is basically Mechayev Tashlumin, even though the case of, what we're talking about is every car is being Chayev Malkus, right? And over here, let's say you hold of Ason, but that only bothers you because of the car is component, right? But, and if you hold it, it makes no difference whether you got Hatra'ah or you didn't get Hatra'ah. So then, who are you going to learn? Who is the one that argues? According to Rabbi Yochanan, it's quite clear. I mean, he's not saying that we're going to leave it to Rabbi Meir. So there's no din of lokanu mishalim, and in this case where there was no hatra'ah, there was no din of malchus, and therefore everything is fine. But according to Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona is saying that a kares only pater is the way misa would pater, not the component of the malchus. So how does that work out? What about the malchus that you're? I mean, according to Reish Lakish, forget about whether he got the onesh of malchus or he could have gotten the onesh of malchus. Every iser karis, he could have gotten the onesh of malchus. So that means every iser karis will pot you because of the malchus. So then what? So then clearly that's not what Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona learns. Rabbi Nechunya ben Akona is saying it's only ason as occurs at the karet component, not the malchus component. So who's the one that argues on that? Well, so first of all, it could be Rabbi Meir. I mean, Rabbi Meir, all you get lok and umishalmi. So therefore, all you're left with is the kares. And the kares, enafinami. So maybe enafinami, you're lok umishalmi. Maybe that's the pshat. Or maybe it's Rabbi Yitzchak. Rabbi Yitzchak calls there is no malchus by chayve krisis at all. So, and I furthermore don't hold of ason ason. So if I don't hold of either of those, then I'm free and clear. Or if I hold of Rabbi Meir and I don't hold of ason ason, then I'm also free and clear. And, of course, this works very nicely, because Reish Lakish anyway said beferish that we're going to leave it to Rabbi Meir here. which is not like Reb Nachman Yemen Akronim, as Tosis points out over here. He says the Mishnah is going Aliba, the Rebbe Meir. There was no other way for him to explain the contradiction between here and the case of Makos. So then, if that's the case, then he's got to also be saying over here that your Knas, Pechaive Krisis, which is not like Rebbe Nachman Yemen Akronim, is like Rebbe Meir. I mean, that follows because the Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. There's no way for him to say it's only like Rebbe Meir when it comes to that halacha, but it's not like Rebbe Meir when it comes to this halacha. So we know that Rebbe Meir is the author of our Mishnah that argues Rebbe Nachman Yemen Akronim. So that's for sure. We know that that's true. I'll leave it to Reish Lakish. Tana Rabbana. Arayot, Vishniot la'arayot, Ein lehem lo knas v'lo pitur. Now, this is very weird because, I mean, the pashas, the shniot la'arayot, are just extensions of the Rabbanan on Isurei Erva Dioraita. How could a Rabbanan pater you from knas? There's no kim le v'derabi minei on the Rabbanan. So why ein lehem lo knas v'lo pitui? By the way, it's a very interesting lashon because seduction and rape have exactly the same knas, chamishim shekel. But the knas is the same. So why would we call one knas and one pitui? I mean, obviously the pitui of a nara where it doesn't pay, where that's what she agreed. I mean, she can't go suing a guy after she agreed, except in modern courts. But certainly the notary can't go suing a guy. So if that's the case, we ought to use ein lehem lo ones v'lo pitui, I should say, not lo knas v'lo pitui. And Tosis is bothered by this, the language. So he says, some have a girsa ones. But he says that lemaisa, there's a couple of approaches as to why it would make more sense to say knas by a rape. First of all, the knas by a rapist, there's no way out of. In the seduction case, if he agrees to marry her, he doesn't pay the knas. In the case of the rape, he pays the knas no matter what. And then he also has to marry her. So then we call that epic. That's a serious knas. Or the way that Tosis puts it, that's Lashon of the Gemara later on, is that the ones has to drink out of his own rotten cup. Which is more of a knas. Okay, but in any event, there is grounds to say that we'll refer to the ba'anes as knas and the pito just as pito, even though obviously it's referring to the same chamishim shekel, which technically is a knas as well. V'hayotzeit mishum shem ra, in la lo knas v'lo pito, which is really weird. What is that supposed to mean? A guy who has witnesses? Is he being motz mishum shem ra? We're going to kill her or something? In la lo knas v'lo pito. But Gemara is going to ask later on what that's referring to. But the case that we skipped over here is Hamima Enet. Hamima Enet ein lo knas v'lo pito. And that's a strange case. What is that referring to? Hamima Enet, what, she was married as a ketana, and then she went ahead and she was with my Enet and her husband at some later date. So Rashi says, well, yeah, that's what it's talking about. She's becheskat b'ulah, and obviously knas, you need to have a betulah. That's the whole issue of the knas. Tosfos says, for a number of reasons, that doesn't fit the sugya later on. Tosfos has a very interesting explanation of Hamima Enet. Tosfos' explanation of a Mima Enes is that, remember that every Mima Enes retroactively cancels her marriage. In which case, if her husband raped her, and then she's Mima Enes, he raped a Betula, who wasn't married to him. So you could say that if she subsequently is Mima Enes, he now turns out to be a rapist. A regular rapist of an unmarried Betula. Comes along now, the bride at the same.
It's like if he's a consummate marriage.
Yeah. If she wants. She obviously doesn't want, but she's Mima Enes. But the point is that the bride would then be saying a tremendous Kiddush. It would be a little bit of a question. Why would it be true? There's a lot of discussion in the Achron, why would it be true? But if she was Mima Enes, we don't determine the Knas by the retroactive annulment of the marriage, but rather what state was the relationship between them at the time. And there's a difference between a husband's rape, although a woman can sue her husband for assault and battery in cases of rape. It's an incredible advanced halacha, which like just, you know, I think it's just like 15 years old in civil court, that a wife can sue a husband for rape. But that's true at the time of the Gemara, wife can sue a husband for rape, but it's not a rape of chamishim shekel, it's a rape for all other dinim of assault and battery. She doesn't have to agree to his sexual advances. If she doesn't want him, and he nonetheless insists on violating her, it's no different than any other assault and battery. Okay, but in any event, according to Tosfos, brilliant chiddush that in Mima Enet, the state of the relationship at the time that they thought they were having a relationship is what defines the chiyuv of the knas. Okay, tomorrow we're going to get into the details of this brighter, because on the surface, not much of it makes any sense at all.